Now dictation for Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Morey, M-O-R-E-Y, July 15, 87. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 989-667-2114. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow-up for Elise, E-L-I-S-E. Does have hypertension. Renal arterial Doppler was done. Peak systolic velocity elevated on the right side. Normal size kidneys, no obstruction. Discuss with Elise the meaning of that. We are going to assess with a CT scan angiogram. Recently, HCTC added to blood pressure medicine, as well as bisoprolol. Blood pressure in the office was 146/108. She's presently off the Diamax. She was using that for idiopathic intracranial hypertension with prior stenting on the left-sided transverse sinus of the brain. She complains of back pain, although this is not related to the Doppler findings. Recently treated antibiotics, microdanting, although no organism isolated besides normal genital flora. She also follows with rheumatology, presently off the Diamax. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, minor discomfort both lumbar area, no abdominal distension, don't see major edema or focal deficit. Recent chemistry is done, creatinine normal 0.81, metabolic acidosis with bicarbonate down to 19, normal potassium, minor decreased sodium, normal calcium, low albumin, normal liver function test, malanemia 11.4. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, hypertension, abnormal renal arterial Doppler on the right side. She has normal kidney function and size of the kidneys. We will proceed confirmatory test, CT scan angiogram. She understands that peak systolic velocity is not necessarily highly predictable for renal artery stenosis, could be false positive. Continue present diuretics and bisoprolol. Continue potassium replacement. The importance of salt restriction, weight reduction, and physical activity. Next number, chronic back pain. This is not related to above findings of arterial Doppler. She will discuss with you about her urinary symptoms. Next number, low bicarbonate, off the Diamax, has been on bicarbonate replacement. Her neurological procedure, left-sided transverse sinus stent, underwent without major issues, with a prior diagnosis of idiopathic intracranial hypertension, followed by neurology. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation,